Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Merry Christmas, everybody. We are live here on Market Street, 1326 Market Street. That's where KCNR is. I'm so happy to be here tonight. This has been a dream of mine to be able to take this radio program and do a live Christmas show. Could not do it at all without Pat Karch on keyboards. You just heard Pat come in. Pat, thanks for being here. Is he on? All right. And then Lou White is going to be on saxophone, flute, and clarinet. Lou, thanks for being here tonight.
You're welcome.
And Liam.
Hello.
Our producer. And I really thought when we started this that it was just going to be something as simple as, you know, bring in your portable keyboard, Pat, and, you know, Lou, bring in some of your instruments, and we're just going to be on the studio mics. But as I found out, they have brought in a complete sound system here tonight. So I put on my false eyelashes and my high heel boots because I was like, it's showtime. So I was going to just be in a baseball cap and
I can't see you.
Well, no, because I have to feel it. When I heard that, I was like, oh, we got it. Oh my God, we have a microphone. This is just, but I feel like really blessed to be able to have this moment and to be able to share some of our favorite Christmas songs and enjoy the spirit of right now in this moment. We can't get any more live than being live on the radio. And so thank you for everybody for joining us and for, we have people that stopped by tonight and brought their, you know, their, we're imbibing on some, you know, refreshments and things like that. And, let's start with two of, I think, world-class players that have played with me, alongside of me, and I've had the great pleasure of performing music with you guys for, 16 years since I've been in the Reading area. And I just feel like you're my brothers in arms.
It's likewise. Right?
Thank you.
Yeah, I can always count on you. You always have my back, and I just am going to cry. So will you please play a Christmas song for us to start
off
with?
Play the notes I can see.
All right, there we go. I'm not Clint Eastwood saying that was Play Misty, but I am saying this is Linda Bott, and you are listening live to our Christmas show here from KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and also for you listening online at KCNR1460.com. And this will be in the archive, so you can go back and listen to some of the music from tonight. But, you know, thank you so much, Lou White. You know, yeah. It sounds ancient, like go back into the archives of the, you know, Greek mythology kind of thing. But
I live in the archives most of the time.
Well, you have been doing Pat. You've been doing a lot of Christmas programs, and you have one tonight, tomorrow night, the next night.
We had to sneak him into Doc's Hilltop because he was only 17.
I celebrated my 18th and 21st birthday in the Lou White Band at Doc's.
Well, you know, you can do that. You could do it back then. As long as there was food being served in an alcohol establishment, you could perform in a club.
And they only let me up once to go to the bathroom after 2 hours.
Ooh, did you have to be walked to the bathroom by an adult?
Nah, Lou Digley. He just turned his blind eye.
He wore an afro in those days, a big, huge afro.
it was impressive. I had an afro that rivaled many people.
Oh, so. Big hair. Yeah. Well, let's start with an up-tempo kind of, and we're here again live, so, you know, we got the window to the soul of North Market Street. And this is, again, something that I've always wanted to do, and I came in tonight, and all of this equipment and charts and all this stuff ready for us. So let's do something that's a lot of fun, and we could just kind of just go a little crazy on this.
Here we go.
You better watch out. Better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Come on.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
He's making a list, checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty or nice.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
All right, so now we're going to go back to what we're doing here, folks, in listening land, is we're going from the studio microphone, which is where, you know, Carl and I do our show in the mornings, and on our headphones, and then we're going over to the live mic. So the live mic has got, like, ambient reverb and stuff like that's the performing mic. So we're kind of going back and forth.
For Liam in there, he's like he's controlling.
I'm flying around.
Six microphones.
You know that was. I mean, I'm trying my best. No, it sounds great on my end, and besides the fact that I'm flying around with my hands, y'all sound amazing.
Oh, y'all. Like that. Okay, y'all. So we're, yeah. How about the tune that you and I did, Lou? I went to your wife. I love the story, because we would go to the Squirrel Wars up in Cedarville every year.
Sometimes there's snow on the ground.
And I'll never forget, because we're in your Hummer, Kathleen, your beautiful bride, and I asked her permission if I could sing with you and do Baby It's Cold Outside, because I knew there might be some touching. There might be some, you know, kind of fun
canoodling. I did the same thing with Carl, but he slapped me.
that there might be, you know, that kind of, you know, stage, you know, schmaltzy stuff.
Yeah, you just don't know Carl's love language.
And so, yeah, and so I asked for, because I thought it was important, you know. And she and I became fast friends after that and said she really appreciated that. So how about we do this song next?
I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping
been
that you'd drop
so
in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like
my
ice.
My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
My father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
so
roar.
So really, I better scurry.
Beautiful, please
well,
don't hurry.
Well, maybe just have a drink more.
Put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might think.
But baby, it's bad out there.
So what's in the spring?
There's no cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your
how
eyes are like stars
to
right now.
Break this veil.
Oh, take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I say no,
mind
sir.
If I move in closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out.
Oh, baby, it's cold
outside.
Oh, don't touch me there. I simply must go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This welcome has been
how lucky that you
so nice and warm.
Look out the window at the store.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon a tropical
my
shore.
My and mine
gosh, your lips are
well,
delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette.
Never
more.
Such a blizzard before.
I've got to get home.
But baby, you'd freeze out there.
So lend me a car.
It's up to your knees out there.
This really has
I thrill
been
when you
grand.
Touch my hand.
Can't you see?
How can you do this thing to me? Think of my lifelong sorrow.
At least there will be plenty of
what life. If you caught pneumonia and died?
I really can't
get
stay.
Over that old doubt.
Oh, baby, it's cold. Baby, it's cold outside. I was teasing when I said, don't touch me there, because he's across the table.
Well, I'll stop going around
but,
the table.
But you know what? It's all in good fun. You know what? We have such a blast together, and we're like family. And like I said, you know, there's a really something that's very golden when there's such a spirit behind Christmas music. And wonderful musicians that, you know, there's a lot involved in performance, first of all. I mean, just like thinking for me, let's just wing it, it's going to be easy. But Pat Karch and Liam spent so much energy putting, like, bringing in equipment. If you could, and we got to take a Facebook picture of all this stuff, right, Liam?
Of course.
And to just make it sound right, to do it right. So there's this whole behind the scenes things that happen that I'm so appreciative. Now, Pat, this is your minute to please share with our audience maybe some of your favorite Christmas moments in playing music.
Oh, you bet. I think that I always go back to my childhood, which was not far from here for those of you that don't know me, and Linda and Lou know this, but I just came from over the hill in Trinity County, and I took 8 years of classical piano, and from the Baptist minister's wife. And it was just around Christmas time. I was going to my lesson, you know, and I went in her door. And this is an unusual Christmas memory, but I always attach it to Christmas. And I sat down at the bench, and my piano teacher, Miss Richens, sat on my right like she did with all of her students. And she always had a fresh number two pencil in her hand, right? Mm. And it would be the last lesson, and then you'd probably pause for a couple of weeks before school started again, right? And I don't know if it was just had to do with Christmas, but she turned to me and she said, you know, Patrick, I think that it's time for you to go out on your own. And I didn't get it. I said, you mean like go outside and come back in? And she said, no, 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 not like that. She said, I think you need to do your own thing. And I said, you mean just make something up? And she's like, no. And she was kind of hemming and hawing and stumbling. And then I'd remember from my dad's bar, him firing people. And I turned to her and I said, you're firing me. And she said, well, basically, yeah, I can't do much more for you anymore. Mm-hmm. And that is one of my Christmas memories. That's not probably what you expected to hear, but
it is a Christmas memory because it always came
around Christmas time. And that's one of the things I remember about Christmas.
So she pushed you out of the nest.
Yeah, so to speak. And yeah. Then, so then, you know, but 8 years of classical, I mean, I felt pretty confident. And then moving forward, I got into college here, and at some point down at the senior center, Lou White, this guy I didn't know, showed up. And after
college, I saw you playing with a jazz band at college, and I said, huh, he actually knows most of the 12 notes.
Yeah, and, you know, I've mastered 9 of them anyhow. And I asked Lou, do I need to know the rest? He's like, no, not for a while.
Well, this next arrangement, he used all 12 notes.
Oh, you mean the arrangement we're going to do next? Yeah. Yeah, and so after playing with Lou for, you know, since 1978 until
he's also classically trained.
Yeah, you know, and so you learn what horn players like and what works for a vocalist. This song that we're going to do next was specifically arranged for Linda Bott, okay? You can go on, Linda. Did you know that?
Oh, okay. Now I know what you're... Okay. And this is kind of an interesting... I love this. I love this arrangement. Thank you so much. Carl's coming in, Mr. Like, okay. And then, Lou, we want to go into you after this song, but I love what you guys have brought to the table with this.
You got all 12 of those notes in there, Pat.
And that was like, that's the beauty of working with really wonderful musicians. I'm just moving back and forth. Thank you, Leah. So Lou, let's go to you, because we're just skipping all commercials. I really, this is our hour. So, Lou, when you decided to become a professional musician and you played with the Navy band, but before that, when did you actually start? Let's get up there on the microphone in the blue.
Well, I started in the seventh grade, so I'm way behind a lot of my students. I started playing the clarinet in the high school band. Well, in a band preparing for the high school band over there in Susanville. I didn't realize the gift at the time that Mr. Knighton, the teacher, the music teacher at the high school, gave me his clarinet to play, which was a good clarinet, not a student model. Of course, I didn't know that at the time.
Right on.
Got the swab caught in it and drove it out with a nail and broke something. But anyway, that's where I started, seventh grade.
So was it your teacher who said, here, you should play this instrument? Because there's so many instruments to choose from, why clarinet?
Well, that was the only thing left. Everybody took everything else. So I just started on the clarinet.
Well, and you are an aficionado on the clarinet. I happen to think that, I mean, although you excel, I love you on flute, I love you on sax, but clarinet is kind of like you cut through everything. Will you do something for us now featuring Lou White? This is not planned. He's looking around like, oh, my God.
Yeah, no,
that's
yeah.
how we do it, girl. I mean, girls and boys, we're rolling on it, so... can we just do that? Will you pull up something on your clarinet, or you just want me to do something and you play a solo?
Christmas, Lou.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I can attest also to Lou's ability on the clarinet. It's no one comes close to that in the North State.
He's the master.
Yeah, for sure. So, and Lou is it's probably a little bit chilly in here. So,
and you can, you don't have to do one of my songs. I want you guys to just, I want to feature you, Lou, on the clarinet. And you did a concert not too long ago at Reading School of the Arts.
Yeah, where you, my piano player, Marvin Evans, was my piano player most of the time in the Navy band. Of course, they move you from band to band. But he came up from Los Angeles, and we played a semi-classical kind of a concert.
Mm-hmm.
That was great. Yeah, and here, this arrangement here starts off with a slow piano arrangement. Then it goes into a great clarinet glissando before Lou gets into the...
Glissando. That sounds very elegant.
So, oh, yeah.
All right, so
a super arrangement. Lou can pull this off.
Sit back, ladies and gentlemen, enjoy the clarinet from Lou White, Luigi White, and Pat Karch.
Live here
on KCNR, that is the music and the live version from Lou White and Pat Karch. Oh, you sit down after that, huh? I'm telling you, I think about the breath control, and you probably, I just threw it at you. You weren't really, wasn't like, did we ever practice any of this tonight?
No, no. Lou gets a lot of breath control running from bears and French gold.
And today, the generator, and trying to get the heat going, yes.
It's not the bears, it's the badgers.
Oh, yeah? Uh-oh.
Yeah, badgers. Badgers worse than a bear.
Oh, okay. So what...
So my Christmas memory from Susanville when I was a little boy, since you mentioned it, I don't remember how old I was, but it snows. Sometimes it snows in Susanville. It snowed, and I got up from my little house on Martha Street there and went on the front in the street, and the snow was all over the trees and the road, and it was just like a picture from Courier and Ives, like it says in the song. And that was the prettiest Christmas I remember.
Well, I would like to do this next song. And when I think about, again, just like you, Lou, and I'm sure Pat, I grew up in the country. And as a child, we would cut our Christmas tree down. This is a memory I talk about where we cut the Christmas tree down and we drug it behind our horses back to the house. And we had one part of the house my parents built back on 5 acres, which is surrounded by hundreds of acres. And this would have been in Placer County in Pleasant Valley. So we grew up, my brother and I were talking about this recently. We had two uncles who passed away this last year. And we talked about how lucky we were to have this childhood. And to have a white Christmas in the country and just to have each other, I think really depicts the lyrics of this next song that we would like to do for you all tonight. Have yourself a very Merry Christmas. Let your hearts be light. From now on, all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself the Yuletide from now on. Golden.
beautiful, beautiful.
Well, we have to go there and just think about it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, we're just kind of like, you know, when you dust off the muffins, dust off the shoes, dust off the, you know, bring out the ornaments every year. That's what happens with these Christmas songs. We don't really do them. The only time you really do your Christmas songs, really, when you think about it, is that you record your Christmas albums in July. Because when I lived in Nashville, I remember people doing their Christmas albums in the hot, steamy, muggy time of year, which doesn't feel too Christmassy, but that's when you actually cut your Christmas song. So I would like to do a song and dedicate it to, and I want to send this to him, my friend Cam King, that we did this original together. And I had an idea for the song that was brewing. I've got, like, verses and choruses still, just on sheets in the back of my brain. And then you go with your co-writers, and your co-writers help to bring out the fruition of the song. And so Cam and I did this over the phone, and then we did our concert. Remember, we did Martinis with Santa. That would have been 2009 at the Cascade.
Right, right.
We called it Martinis with Santa because I was launching the song at the time. And we'd like to do this song for you right now. It's called Martinis with Santa, co-written with Cam King. I am having martinis with Santa after he's made all the rounds. Dancer and Prancer and Donner and Vixen will have to stand by while Santa goes missing. I'm having martinis with Santa, shaking one olive, not two. Let the snowy world miss us as we make our Christmas and all of our dreams come true. I'm having martinis with Santa after he's dropped off the toys. Stockings are full and the yule logs are burning. There's mistletoe magic while the whole world goes turning. I'm having martinis with Santa, shaking one olive, not two. Let the snowy world miss us as we make our Christmas and all of our dreams. So much fun.
Speaking of doing Christmas songs in July, did you know Baby It's Cold Outside came from the movie where Red Skeleton was singing the girl part,
girl's version,
and doing it in a motel room in Florida in the heat of the summer. That's in that movie.
I remember seeing that, and I think it's hilarious that they did it opposite-wise. So, do you feel like doing an instrumental right now? Do you want to do some...
I kind of wanted to do...
What do you want to do?
I wanted to hear Lou do a great flute. He does a great job on this version of Sleigh Ride, which is...
Oh, please.
It's one of the songs that I consider, for me, is like the song of the season when I hear it. And this one's a challenge. It's, you know, it's like two octaves. And, of course, for those of you that don't know Lou, he transposes all this stuff on site, right? We just put it in C. And none of this is written in the flute register that he's going to do now.
So, because even though Pat learned all 12 notes...
I only put him in the same
apparently
spot.
Apparently couldn't put him in the right key for the horn players. But I'll have to send him back to school.
But see, that's the challenge, and you're up for it. So please, take it away.
Here it is, Mr. Lou White with Sleigh Ride.
I'm looking at the time. We only have like probably time for two more songs. I know that's how fast it's gone by.
Aww.
but we've talked from our hearts. I want to do a song, if you guys don't mind. Do you hear what I hear?
Oh yeah, that's
and
a great
I,
song.
It's something that it's not been in my early years, because I remember this is the first time in my adult life. This is why it's so special for me to do this tonight. Thank you for coming together with me, for listening, for indulging me, because since I was probably, I think, 14, I've been doing Christmas shows. I remember doing it at Arco.
Not long ago, then.
At the there used to be, like, the Christmas tree Fantasia, whatever it was, in Sacramento. At the fairgrounds.
Yeah, at the fairgrounds.
And I used to sing Christmas stuff there. And, you know, my brother asked me if I did madrigals. And, yes, we did madrigals. And we would go to a lot of the aftercare and homes and stuff like that. And it felt so good to do vocals. And so it's cleansing, I think, in the soul to be able to do Christmas music. There's something about it. And I haven't done it this year. It would have been the first time. So thank you for coming out tonight so that we can do this together. And
our
it's
pleasure.
So important.
Our pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
And this is a song that I just started doing maybe 7 years ago. And I love the feeling of this song. I think it's very appropriate for right now.
Said the night wind to the little lamb, "Do you see what I see?
Beautiful.
Yeah, you know, it's magic in these Christmas songs and who and writes them. I think that we should do a couple more. Let's see, it's 6:48. So thank you for joining us tonight here. Do you have a special request? I thought we might do I'll Be Home for Christmas,
yeah,
and then maybe A Holy Night.
Sure.
I don't even know what's going to come out there, but maybe we'll all sing together for everybody in the house tonight.
You can bet on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents under the tree. Christmas Eve will find where the love lies
great. So, by the way, if you're tuning in, this is really live stuff here. We're not tuning it. This is something that we've done from the passion of our hearts with our family here. We have our wives and husbands and friends that have come out to be with us tonight. Here on KCNR, we thank so much Liam for being our producer tonight.
Of course. Yes, of course. I got you.
I know you've been going back and forth between all the, you know, sound and everything, but do you have any closing remarks, Pat?
I want to wish everyone who's listening a very Merry Christmas and hope that they can find some peace in their lives. A good time to reflect on that as we get near the end of the year and start a new year together.
Yeah, it's been a little harried. It always becomes harried at Christmas, but when we stop and we think about it, there's lyrics in these songs who kind of like, come into your heart, be still your heart, and think about there's a vibration that happens about gratitude, calming, being grateful, and thinking about the Spirit of Christ.
Right.
For me, anyway. Lou, do you have any closing thoughts?
God bless us, everyone. I learned that from little guy, tiny, what's his name? Tim?
Tim, yeah.
Tiny Tim.
Well, we have a song here we do usually in good voice. I'm going to attempt to do it tonight, so don't judge me too harshly, but I'm hoping that we can have some of our people in here come and sing it with me on the chorus. Everybody's like turning around, they don't want to be here, but anyway, now is this the lower key? Good. I need a lot of reverb for my crutch.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas, everybody. We have, like, what, we had another minute. All right, thank you. Thank you, everybody, for being with us tonight. You know, it's always challenging, but it feels good. You know, you just feel your heart full of joy. Thank you so much for being with us. And let's go out with a wonderful Christmas song, all right?
And a wonderful horse open sleigh. All the fields we go, laughing all the way. Was lead and lay.
Yeah.
Oh, Tina was her life.
Yes, she was.
She got into a drifting bank and